This evening's show is Il Flauto Magico, a two-act German opera by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, based on the poetic translation by Fedele D'Amico, with dialogues by Graham Vick and Stefano Simone Pintor. What follows is the plot of the first act, the explanation of the staging by director Graham Vick, and the description of the set design and costumes by Stuart Noon. The plot. Prince Pamino is escaping from a monster, and the three ladies of the Queen of the Night rush to help him. The ladies introduce him to the Queen herself, who grieves the pain of the disappearance of her daughter Pamina, kidnapped by the evil Sarastro. Tamino, fascinated by a portrait of the young girl, decides to accept the queen's proposal to rescue the princess with the help of Papageno, the birdcatcher. The ladies give Tamino a magic flute and a little bell to Papageno. Tamino and Papageno head towards Sarastro's temple under the guidance of three young genies. Papageno arrives first to the temple and finds Pamina. The two, chased by the jailer Monostato, try to escape. In looking for each other, Tamino, Papageno, and Pamina are captured and brought to Sarastro, who decides that the three are to be initiated to their fraternity through trials. The staging. The English director Graham Vick proposes a revisited Flauto Magico, bringing on stage the collective spirit of Mozart's opera. The original German version is replaced with an Italian poetic translation adapted by the director himself. On stage, with the main characters, are 100 citizens of Macerata, who act as a sort of Greek chorus, commenting on what happens on stage and giving voice to the protagonist's inner voices. These citizens live in a camp which extends to the sides of the stage and wish to portray a multiracial society. The group includes people of any age, gender, nationality, and social background. They are, therefore, in contrast with the exclusive Masonic world of Sarastro and his disciples. The typical temple of Mozart's opera here takes the form of imposing buildings that represent economic, technological, and religious power. Tamino and Pamina, after facing several trials, become the chosen ones who will destroy this world of oppression, restore balance, and create a future of hope. Director Graham Vick works around dualism in many ways, between the rich and powerful, represented by Sarastro, and the citizens who lead a much poorer life, between men and women, the latter often mute or marginalized. Thus, the ancient tale of Tamino and Pamina here becomes the mirror of modern society. The settings. The settings and the actions of the protagonists extend beyond the stage. On both sides of the stage, at the orchestra level, numerous camping tents are set, equipped as in a camp, with plastic tables and chairs, portable coolers, barbecue, drying racks, umbrellas, improvised beds. There are even four cars in the middle of the tents. The stage is a road and its two lanes are divided in the middle by a wide line. On the left, to outline the limit of the stage, there are five trash bins commonly used in Italy. Behind them, a life-size yellow bulldozer with the blade open upwards. The center of the stage is occupied by the accurate reproductions of three buildings. On the left, a mirrored skyscraper with the blue symbol of the euro on top represents the European Central Bank and the financial powers that rule our lives. At the center, a rectangular building of chrome panels with the Apple logo illuminated in white refers to the Silicon Valley giant Apple and represents the power that technology has on human life. Finally, on the right, the classical facade of St. Peter's Basilica, on whose dome stands a white neon cross, represents organized religion which, more or less implicitly, reinforces social prejudices. The three buildings are separated from the rest of the stage by a series of iron barriers, on which posters with Pamina's face are posted, with "scomparsa," which means missing, written on them. Outside the barriers, in the middle, a lamppost is placed, under which bouquets of flowers and stuffed animals are placed. On the left, in the foreground, an open trapdoor, whose corners are marked by four orange road cones. The costumes. Tamino is a simple young man who joins the protests of citizens. He wears a red and blue hat with a visor, a blue sweatshirt with a white tank top and a pair of jeans. He carries a beige shoulder bag. Papageno is an ordinary young man who delivers products from a rotisserie. He enters the scene dressed as a chicken, with yellow feathers and webbed feet, carrying a red backpack on his shoulder for deliveries and distributing advertising leaflets to the audience. Under the chicken costume, he wears a black t-shirt with white suspenders and a pair of jeans. His hair is combed in a light blue crest. He plays a pan flute. The three ladies. At the beginning of the first act, they wear a yellow helmet and orange workers' overalls. When they see Tamino, they undress, staying in short and blouses tied under their breasts. Later, they wear mini dresses with silver sequins. In the second act, they wear a black suit with jacket and trousers. The Queen of the Night. In the first act, she wears a beige raincoat tied at the waist with black high heels. Under the raincoat, a short cream satin petticoat. In the second act, she wears a short, tight-fitting black dress of a shiny fabric. Her entrance is announced by a din. Pamina. In the first act, she wears a pink dress with square neckline, straps, and flared skirt up to the knees. On her feet, sport shoes with silver sequins. Her brown hair is fixed in two tails at the sides of the nape and adorned with a small circle of little pink flowers. In the second act, she wears a short, black-fitting dress, identical to that of her mother. The three genies. They are a boy and two girls, wearing casual and colorful clothes, like jeans, shorts, and t-shirts. Sarastro, he is the architect of the universe. He always wears an elegant suit with dark blue jacket and trousers and a white shirt. At the beginning, he enters the scene with a yellow helmet and an orange construction jacket. Monostato, he is Sarastro's follower. At his entrance, he wears a black ski mask with a light blue shirt and a black tie. Over them, an orange vest. The dark trousers are tucked into high black boots. He's accompanied by three slaves who wear orange construction overalls. Papagena appears in the second act. Initially, she looks like an old drunken lady with white hair covered with a handkerchief tied under her chin. At the end, she turns into the ideal woman of Papageno, with fuchsia-colored hair, jacket of yellow feathers, jeans miniskirt, and black fishnet stockings. Citizens, they are dressed as ordinary people with everyday clothes. The audio introduction you just listened to was created by the accessibility team of the Macerata Opera Festival, coordinated by Elena Di Giovanni in collaboration with the University of Macerata.